Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso in for the guys on the Fan Morning Show this morning. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. How was yours, Jim?
It was pretty good. Mowed the lawn.
This is your first Thanksgiving as a grandfather, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, we're headed over to Cleveland later on today to see Phoebe. She's like 8 months old already.
That's crazy.
I know. It's nuts.
So what's it like?
She's like a little person now. No, she's a real character, and we don't see her. It's pretty good because we're just a couple hours away, so she's accessible, and yet we don't hover.
You don't see
to
any
let of Pat and Laura do whatever. So they did Thanksgiving with her family in Cleveland yesterday, and then we're going to go up today. I guess they're having a little bit of an open house. They recently bought a house, so they're having a kind of an open house sort of this afternoon. So we're going to go over for that.
Nice. And then, does she get flustered and throw things when she's angry?
No, not yet.
Okay, because it's in her DNA.
It is. But and it's funny because I just showed you a couple pictures. Like, she had her first Thanksgiving meal yesterday, and so she's got like cranberry sauce all over her face and her hands,
just like Grandpa
and stuff, and mashed potatoes. Yeah, and I didn't even throw anything yesterday, but. But everybody said, and you said the same thing. I showed you a picture. Oh, she's so happy. Well, yeah, I mean, that's what they send us, pictures of her smiling and being happy. You don't see the other
3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you don't see the other. Well, they have been over to our house a few times, and so, you know, we hear the middle of the night, and Linda and I just kind of lie in bed, giggle at not us. We don't have to worry about that.
Dom, do you know what cart tapes are?
Cart tapes? No.
Cartridge tapes. They look like, if you ever heard of an 8-track tape, they kind
of
look
either.
Like that.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how big they are. They're like, I don't know. Like,
you know what? I'm trying to even think
like
of what.
6 inches by 3 or 4. So, Jim, there was a day in the studio where things just didn't go very, very right. And you know, in our newsroom, we have those televisions that line the wall.
Oh, I threw my phone.
Yeah.
My phone charger I threw.
Oh, it was? I thought it was a cart.
Uh-uh.
Okay.
No, I don't think even
so
since
it was
we've
a
been
phone
here.
Charger that went flying across the room and into one of the televisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
Televisions don't react well when you throw stuff at them.
It's $400.
So that's what we're
talking
about.
But I wrote it off.
What was the reaction like from everybody in the newsroom?
No one knew that I had done it.
It's not like a TV like back in the day that would have exploded. I mean, it's
I've done that before too.
Have you?
Yeah, I did. The Jets were playing the Patriots on Monday Night Football. It might have been the night that John Lennon was killed, actually. And then the Patriots kicker missed a field goal that would have won the game. And I took a Nerf football and threw it at my Sears, you know, 10-inch, $99 Sears portable TV. Boom. And then it went.
And unfortunately, Jim has been tortured over the years, whether it was Greg Giannotti or Colin, kind of took advantage of Jim's frustrations at times and poked at them over the years, especially when he was out at Steeler camp. They would do things, and then they would record his off-air moments of him getting upset and play them back.
Yeah, because there was a there's a constant line open, and I'd be talking to myself, and I'd even know that they were doing this, but in the course of just doing everyday stuff, you don't think of.
When you think the mic is off.
What's being recorded. Sometimes I did stuff on purpose. I will admit that I knew would probably get picked up.
Was anything ever thrown in the studio before?
Mm-mm.
Okay, that's good. At least we have one sacred place.
No, this is relatively new. I can't even remember what it was like in the old studio. But no, I never broke anything in here.
So we used to have to do updates on both stations, us and AM. And sometimes the time in between was very tight. So you're hustling in between. And, sometimes people get in your way. And I've been guilty of that.
I've run into people.
Yeah.
Trying to think if I spill coffee. Probably.
And then you get, or there's breaking news in between the two and you're just. Yeah, you missed some of those times. We'll get back to football right now. Johnny and Farrell joins us here on the Fan Morning Show, 412-928-9370. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, fellas. Good to see and hear you again, Jim.
Oh, thanks. It's great to be seen and not necessarily heard, but yeah, go ahead.
I'm still confident with the Steelers just because of logistically where we sit right now. We only have two AFC losses. Chiefs have four, so they're toast. I'll concede San Diego gets a spot. So that leaves us three spots, right? We got the tiebreaker on Indy, if anything happens there. If we beat Buffalo, that's the key. That's another AFC win for us. But all this doesn't matter unless we get an identity on offense. And I'd rather be organic, but right now we need to find an identity. And we did it with Ben, and we wrote it to two Super Bowls, and it's the no huddle. I'm telling you, I've been calling it for all year. Keep the game in front of Rodgers like a point guard. Don't have him with his back to the defense. Just have him looking, and then he can pick apart. And then the play action out of the shotgun, I wouldn't put him under center that much, period. I'd run everything almost out of a shotgun, no huddle.
Well, play action really isn't a shotgun kind of situation. I know what you're talking about.
No. It can be. You can do everything out of a regular offense that you can do out of a no huddle.
I was about to say the same thing.
The Bills wrote it to four Super Bowls. Oh, okay. The Bills wrote it to four Super Bowls.
The no huddle thing's not a bad idea. I mean,
and the pistol is kind of almost like being under center where you can run those type of fakes.
Right. And then the thing I like, and I don't – can't recall if they've done this year, but when you see the opposing defense in a set that you like, you think you can exploit, that's when you go to that no huddle thing. And I even thought last year when Russell Wilson came on that he'd be able to use his experience to just do what he wanted to do with the line of scrimmage. And we heard about all the backbiting and fighting and whatever the heck went on there, which was completely unnecessary. If you've got a guy who is an NFL veteran, and Wilson's like borderline Hall of Fame, Rodgers is a slam dunk Hall of Famer, you've got a guy with that kind of experience, use it. Use it. And I think that's something that they could take advantage of a little bit more. So I am in agreeance with that. But, I'm looking at the schedule here. There's not, you don't know, other than like the obvious thing you're looking at that you know they're going to get hammered is in Detroit. But maybe not. Maybe not. And then, they're going to split with Baltimore. That's almost a given. But, hey, they can lose at home to Miami in December. That's been done.
Thanks for the call, Johnny. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's part frustrating and part opportunistic that the AFC is what it is. It's frustrating in that, damn, it's not – the AFC is just not as – packed. It's not as unwinnable as you would have thought going into the season because of Mahomes, because of Burrow, because of Jackson and the injury to Burrow, and Mahomes and Jackson and their teams are 500 at this point in the season. Doesn't mean New England isn't a good team, but you did win up there already. Doesn't mean the Colts aren't a good team. Doesn't mean the Chargers or Broncos aren't good teams, but it's not the juggernaut with MVPs. Now, one of those MVPs is coming to town on Sunday. And we'll talk about him.
And then the other one is right after.
Yeah, we'll discuss him. And I want to bring up your relationship with Mason Rudolph, Jim, as we continue. Jeff, Jim, and Dom in for Adam, Doran, and Harry Callis here on 93.7 The Fan. It is 7:23 here on The Fan Morning Show. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance. 724-443-5610. That's 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm going to talk a little Mahomes, some D3 football coming up here in a couple of minutes, but I was thinking more about Johnny's call and about where the Steelers are at, and I just want to see them like put consistent games together before I'm going to start buying into any of this. And you've got the Bills here at Baltimore. I don't care what happened yesterday. Baltimore's still going to be tough in Baltimore. And the fact that they turned it over five times, I don't know, maybe the Steelers could replicate that next week in Baltimore. Then you got Detroit. You got Baltimore at home. You got a Dolphins team that on paper is a not, you know, four-win team, but isn't that the scariest, Jim, of any of the games from the standpoint of you look at games, okay, these are going to be tough. That one's a win, but yet.
Plus, hey, they've got a guy that can run for about 150 yards on you because he does it just about every week, and he's about all they have, and he still does it. So that's definitely a losable game. I am warming up to this 8-9 division winner idea. The more I look at it, where games that – and, the Ravens – their division, you look at their schedule. I know they have New England at home, but they still have to come here. They have to go to Green Bay. And then somebody mentioned, I think, well, Dom is wishing for Cincinnati to win out. I don't think that's going to happen if you look at their schedule. But is it possible that they could get to 8-9? I guess. But they'd have to go 4-1 the rest of the way. But yeah, I'm thinking division winner, 8-9. sub-500 team hosting a playoff game, either here or in Baltimore.
Yeah, and the Bengals, they're at Buffalo, at Miami, then Arizona and Cleveland at home to finish.
So those should be wins, but I don't know. Arizona, like I said, this is a weird – I don't know if we're – I'm looking at the overall standings here. So I'm looking at Tennessee. I'm looking at Vegas. I'm looking at the Jets. And then in the NFC, I don't know if they really have the equivalent. The Giants, and then the Cardinals, I guess, aren't that good. Their defense can be good though. But there are more teams that seem to be into that whole. It used to be 8-8. Where I always joke that the NFL's with the schedule the way it is, the draft the way it is, that their goal is for everybody to finish 8-8 and just have one gigantic coin flip to figure out which teams are going to be in the playoffs. Now with 17 games, you can't really do that. Because you're going to have 8-9, 9-8. But, everybody's kind of getting toward that middle, which is where the Steelers have resided for the last several years. And there seems to be no end in sight. And that's true for all these teams. And then even, like I said, the two best teams record-wise in the AFC are New England and Indianapolis, and the Steelers beat them both.
Injury news for the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers did go through a full practice yesterday. And that is the first time he's had a full practice in a couple of weeks. So he said he was going to ramp it up. He did. We'll kind of see how he felt after that and practice today. So it looks like they could get Aaron Rodgers back. I know you have a soft spot in your heart for Mason Rudolph.
Well, I always thought that he, when he got hurt, there was not only the Myles Garrett thing, but the guy from Seattle, Thomas, right? That he got concussed in that game, and then Garrett hit him with his helmet. And then, people point, well, he lost his job to Duck Hodges. I still think there were some extenuating circumstances that I just mentioned that were involved with that. But I keep coming back to maybe one of the most damning things that Kevin Colbert ever said, and Kevin hardly ever said anything, was that they had a first-round grade on him when they drafted him in the third round. Somebody had mentioned last hour that the Steelers never had a succession plan in place. Well, maybe he was the succession plan. They drafted him with the first round grade, knowing he was going to sit for 2, maybe 3 years before Ben retired, and then Ben just never went away, except the year he got hurt. But I always thought Rudolph has never really hurt them until then. I watched Chris Carter's video breakdown of the stuff, plays that could have been made in Chicago that weren't. So I don't know. I just always thought he was pretty good if he had some help around him. But, you know, quarterbacks often are only as good as their offensive lines, especially when they're inexperienced. And he's still relatively inexperienced in terms of games. He's been around for a long time. Or you're 41 years old, and then your left tackle's not going to play now. And so you're going to have, what, Calvin Anderson or the other guy, so they can keep Calvin Anderson as 74 is now eligible.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So Dom, quickly here. I've seen a lot of things at Steelers practice. The only time I've ever seen in my life where a starting quarterback went over and slapped a media member on the behind.
I know.
Was Jim Colony. Where Mason Rudolph came over and slapped him on the butt, like, you're my guy. Like, this is...
Well, this was after I got... Okay, so there was a charity golf outing that I never get invited to anymore, even though now I have time, free time to play in them. Like, when I used to work every Monday, I'd get invited to play in all these things, and I rarely could because whatever. But the station was involved with this one. It's Jerome Bettis, and there are a bunch of other charities at Treesdale. You know, they got 27 holes, the whole yep. course, tons of guys. I got a hole in one, you know, which is, somebody once asked, is it skill or luck? Well, I've got two of them now, but I mean, you have to have enough skill.
What a flex.
You have to have enough skill to get the ball in a position to get a hole in one, but basically it's lucky. I mean, come on, Jeff, you ever had a hole in one?
No, but you've had two.
I've had two.
As Jim mentioned.
So, you know, it was witnessed there, and no, I did not have to buy drinks for everybody at the outing. Especially when there were guys who are like guys making over $1 million. And let's say that I didn't make quite that much. So I didn't have to buy drinks. But anyway, I was elevated to some sort of celebrity status, except for Mueller, who Joey Porter wanted to fight that day. But beyond that, I was
senior.
I was, and junior was probably still at NA back then. But anyway. So I ended up at dinner. I was sitting with the Northern Regional Police guys and the guys I played with, and there was an empty seat next to me, and all of a sudden Mason Rudolph comes and sits down. And the only reason that we knew each other was because his locker was right near Ramon Foster's. And so I spent a lot of, and Al Villanueva was over there as well. So I spent a lot of time in the locker room. Offensive linemen, as Jeff can attest, are the best. So I spent a lot of time talking to the offensive lineman. Ramon did our morning show, so I talked with him quite a bit. So I Rudolph was just kind of sitting there listening to some of the banter. So he kind of recognized me, and I recognized him. And so he sits down. He goes, "Oh," I said, "Oh, you're Mason, right?" He goes, "Yeah, you're." I said, "Jim Collin." He goes, "Oh, yeah." He goes, "Oh, you're the guy that got the hole in one." Okay, so that was that. And then afterwards in Pompeian, he's the master of ceremonies. He mentions the hole in one. Everybody claps. Yay, yay. And I got something. And so then the very next practice we had, it was one of those scrums where we weren't allowed to get close to anybody. And then I looked, and I'm kind of in the back of the V, and I look, and other people that are toward the front are looking behind me, looking at something's going on. And I didn't know what they were talking about. And all of a sudden, boom, he comes up, like Jeff said, bang. Yeah, that's my guy. So that's my relationship.
He hasn't washed that cheek since.
With Mason Rudolph. Let's just say that we're never going to run into one another at a political rally.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. When we continue, we're going to be joined by...
I don't think he's that bad as a quarterback.
Geneva head coach Gino DeMarco, who for 33 years impacted young men's and women's lives with his different jobs at Geneva College. We're going to talk to him about D3 and his connection to Patrick Mahomes, all of that. And one other thing, he did something in practice that I don't know that any other coach is capable of doing. We'll discuss that as we continue. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown business, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTomaso in for Adam Crowley, Doran Dickerson, and Nicholas Callis on the Fan Morning Show. We go to the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. HVAC, that's something that I think Gino DeMarco used once or twice over his 33 years at Geneva College. I want to celebrate the career of... I mean, we talked to Rich Lackner a few years ago and what he did at CMU and what Gino did at Geneva, impacting lives. They finished third in the pack in his final year this year. Finally realized, Gino, that you're able to throw the ball forward. That's something you can do on offense as Gino joins us now. Hey, congrats over everything. And I just wanted to know, what's it been like coaching in the – you haven't been in the pack the whole time, but coaching Division III football and the impact you can make.
Oh, it's been different. Okay. I mean, all right. I can tell you it's a little different than the NAI. It took us a while to get used to it. And before we went to the triple option, cause I heard your comment about throwing the ball forward. So I picked up on that early. We threw the ball a ton.
You did.
And we went to the triple option because we were in Division III and we felt like we matched. Our personnel was much like that of a service academy competing against other people. So, yeah, I did that. And the biggest mistake I made was the fact that one of my men, is at Kansas City. And I could have been running that offense for all that time, but I decided to run the triple option.
All right, so let's get into that. So you coached David Girardi, who did run a wide open offense and was one of the best quarterbacks in school history. He is now the quarterback coach for Patrick Mahomes. So de facto, Patrick Mahomes is great because of what you taught David.
Sure, however we want to spin that, and that could be the legacy that I live with. Sure, absolutely. But I'm also the coach that's dumb enough to run the triple option while I have somebody in the NFL that could teach me how to run a wide-open offense. So either way you want to go with this, Matt.
You kind of said, now, I don't know if NIL trickles down to Division III, but you could set your current quarterback up with the Brighton Hot Dog Shop or something along those lines, some sort of an NIL.
Maybe a YouTube
our NIL, as Jeff knows, is a 6-inch piece of Joe's Pizza that you get once a month.
Right, the post-game spread. That's what you get. But how much, I don't know, what kind of a reward did you get from being there as long as you did? Because people probably say, oh yeah, you know, you can settle in D3, there's no pressure, NAIA D3, whatever, you know, you can just settle in and you're set for life. But how rewarding is it, the impact that you were able to make?
I just it's just been a joy. And when I mean joy, I don't mean like every day I was laughing, because it's been a really, really difficult time, especially in Division III. But it's something that when you do something that you love every day, and it's more of a calling rather than a career. It's a lifestyle. That's what we signed up for. That's what my wife and I felt in, 1993 when I left a job that paid very, very, very well in the pharmaceutical industry and had been a part-time coach to give back to my alma mater. When it's a passion, when it's a calling, when it's like something like that, it just fits. That's the only way I could describe it, Jim. It just fits.
You might have seen Gino on YouTube once or twice. I think the only one that supported supported you more than your wife was Rob Pratt, who is out there for pretty much every practice. And he tells me, is it true, Gino, that at your practices you didn't swear?
No. Is it true? Well, now I'm caught between, can I tell a lie or can I not tell a lie? I hit myself a lot, and just I really did. I just got a bad habit of doing that, usually at myself. Yeah, it's horrible. And nope. Wait. Right, and you're using Rob as the example of your credible source. Appreciate that.
So you swore at Rob too, as well, but just not the
no,
players.
No, never.
No, but did
greatest.
You have? Okay, so but I'm going to go
is
ahead.
The greatest.
I'm going to go ahead with the good part of this. You did not swear. What was your go-to word? Was it like sugar?
Oh, it was
fudge?
Either.
You must
no,
have had a couple.
Crap was a big thing, and it's a great word that you can use, and it's very, very versatile. You can use it in a sentence, and don't get offensive about this or anything, but there were many times that I would get upset and tell those guys that right now, the way that we're playing, I'm going to go sit in a corner eating a crap sandwich. And that's basically a description of how you can use that. Now, we won't get into that.
Hey, you've
Black Friday. More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You've coached for so long and you've made impacts on so many lives. What's it like for you to see these players that you coached as engineers and members of not just the community here, but all over the place? Have you now had a chance to kind of sit back and say, wow, look at all these people that came through these doors?
I haven't had that chance yet. I'm still processing all of that. The only thing I was able to sit back and watch was three games yesterday on TV that were just outstanding. And looking forward to three more today. But, yeah, you look at everything that happened over the years, and still going to be part of it in some way. It's just incredible young men. That's all I can say, incredible young men. A great opportunity to do what you love at a place that you love, in an area that you love, and hopefully to be able to have some sort of impact. You know, coaches have the ability to be able to pour into young men, and they also have the ability, you know, with their tongue or with their attitude, whatever thing, to destroy someone. And, you know, I can tell you that there's times in my coaching career where I probably should have shut my mouth, probably could have used a different approach, probably could have gone at it a different way. Because I think the greatest thing that we show our young men about how to be a man is authenticity. And I was the first that would always tell the guys, you know, this thing's on me. You know, I let you down and it won't happen again. We're going to learn from it.
You know, Gino, it occurred to me, and I looked at, and I don't really remember this, but you had to have been on one of my Pitt pregame shows way back in the day when you first started there, because I used to try to have the local, you know, the local small college coaches on every once in a while. But anyway, how did you change over the course of the 30 some odd years that you were a coach there?
Well, it's a great question, because I remember doing a national article on how do you stay in one place and yet swim ahead of the sharks? And basically on that is you look at what you want to do and you simulate your career. This is back when people actually believed in loyalty and people stayed at places for a long time. I don't think that's going to be the case. Rich Lackner and myself are an exception to the rule. Rich, by the way, set the standard for all of us. He was incredible coach, mentor, and to this day, he's a very good friend of mine. But him being at CMU and me being at Geneva for this long period of time, that's not the norm, and it won't be the norm. Did a national article on how to just position your career, if you will, and it really was parallel to how we coach in a football game for four quarters. You got to constantly make changes. You got to be able to adapt. You got to stay ahead of the curve. I know you guys laugh about the triple, but the reason I did it is because nobody was doing it, and I had to do something different. So we went back this year, and we were throwing the ball out of 10 personnel, which people today have moved away to more 11 personnel, and we did it in a tempo that was just outrageous. You just got to recreate things, but you have to hold true to your standards. And I hope I was on one of those shows. I don't know, but because I was a West Virginia University football coach as a grad assistant, you may have hesitated to put me on that show.
Would you have done that, Jim?
I would have done it. I would have put you on purpose.
See, that's... Hey, Gino, I wanted to take a couple of minutes just because of what you've meant to so many people. You know, you had four daughters, you have four daughters, and about 10,000 sons, and what an impact you have made over your career. And there's so many coaches that do it for the right reasons that we never have enough time to recognize, and I just wanted to recognize you for an outstanding career and the impact you made on people's lives through sport.
Jeff, appreciate that. Like I said, The only way I could explain this is God had a plan, and that's why I was at Geneva College. It was a ministry. I was able to coach and be able to learn how to lead men. And I really believed I did it and still do it today because that's what Christ wanted me to do. But the football part of it is so addicting. It really is. It's just, and that's the tough thing that I'm going to have to face is, what next? So, but I appreciate you for having me on. I appreciate the time that you spent getting to know our football players and all those interviews that you did with us. And Jeff, I'm grateful to you.
Well, we appreciate it. I heard a ding on your computer. I think Rob's trying to get in the door to film another video with you. So
you're sure he's not doing it now?
Rob Pratt is the standard. Was the standard. The standard is the standard.
He is. Hey, Gino, I meant every word that I said. Congrats, and thanks for taking time with us this morning.
No, thank you, guys. Appreciate you. God bless.
All right. Gino DeMarco, Geneva head coach. And
you were just trying to get him to cry, Jeff. I mean, come on.
No, I wasn't. But, there are so many coaches, and, you get these – when you were here, you would get emails or calls or whatever, like, hey, so-and-so, they're having a great year. How about talking about this team or this whatever? And there are so many coaches at all levels that make such impact in young people's lives, and it just happened to be we were talking about Gino today, but – it's so awesome around here and in so many different sports, how this impact can be just through a game.
But you wonder how, even at that level, if it's going to go away because of the pressures and everything else.
Well, in some way it's like still pure, where others are dealing with all the money issues. D3, there are no scholarships. There's no NIL. It's just, I wouldn't say pure as the driven snow, but it's purer. Or it's old school of what, it kind of used to be.
Yeah. Except, no, that's great. And now he has to find a way to keep. I should have recommended, I don't know if he's into golf at all, but a golf course job is always good in retirement. Everybody always says to me, I want your job. I'm like, no, you can't have it. I need it.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. When we continue, let's take a quick look at this Pitt-Miami game. Also talk some more about the Steelers. 9 o'clock hour. Scott McKillop, former Panthers linebacker, and Pat Bostic, as we'll really dive in to tomorrow at noon here on 93.7 The Fan. A chance for Pitt, with some help, to go to the ACC championship game with a win tomorrow. You're listening to The Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold today, a high of only 34. Tomorrow, cloudy and cold, a high of 34. Saturday, cloudy and cold, a high of 37. Jess in White Oak, you're on the Fan Morning Show. Hey, Jess.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you,
Same
gentlemen.
To you.
All right.
Hey, I caught the very tail end of the interview with Coach DeMarco. I was upset. I walked my dog. I got in. I caught the last 30 seconds. And I wanted to touch base and let you know that my son played for DeMarco this year, last year. He's a sophomore, but he had to give it up due to his studies. He's studying electrical engineering. It was becoming too much. But I just want to let you guys know, man, that's a great man right there. And he did a great job with that program.
That's good to hear. I mean, with those type of academic rigors that he's going through, to have a coach that gets it, that can be help set time parameter. I mean, sports can be such a great thing, and I think that's the big thing we were really going for, is the impact that it can make in people's lives.
Yes. And again, it was a big decision that my son made, and I believe he made the right one. But at the same time, he got a lot out of it, and I have nothing but respect for that man, and I wish him well.
Thank you, Jess. Appreciate the call. 412-928-9370.
He can hear the interview. It's going to be out there.
Yes, it will be. We will post that interview so you can hear the entire thing. Pitt-Miami coming up at noon. I mean, who would have thought this game would mean this? just
well, especially like you mentioned, after West Virginia, after Louisville, after both of them, you're thinking, oh, this is going to be another one of those seasons. And then, wow, everything's been pretty good. But it will be interesting because they got out-athleted against Notre Dame. Is that a fair way to?
That's about the nicest way you could.
A fair way to describe it. And we always know, you know, Miami has had athletes. They've always had them. And Cristobal's a decent coach, but I don't know. I hope it's competitive, and I hope people show up. Having said that, I'm not showing up, but that's a game where, you know, a lot of times Pitt fans complain about whatever, covering seats and all this other stuff. You know, Notre Dame shows up and the place sells out. And then this is a game where if you're a Pitt fan, you should be there.
Yeah, I don't know how many Miami fans are going to come north to sit in 37-degree weather to watch the old Hurricanes play. Can't imagine they'll be outside of friends and family. There'll be a ton of...
What in that little the section over
yes.
there?
But Miami, number one defense in the ACC in points per game, total defense, rushing defense, passing defense. And all of them, they're number one. Fourth in interceptions, second in turnover ratios, second in opponents' third downs, which is such a huge stat for this game because the Panthers have struggled on third down a lot this season. And they're second in sacks. I mean, it's an aggressive, good defense that two true freshmen are going to get challenged by. The quarterback, Mason Heinschel, and of course, Jakarian Turner, the running back.
So Reed's definitely out?
We don't know that, but I'm just going with the fact that Turner is
well, he's also yeah, that's
he's coming off 201 yards.
That's
he's
a hot
probably
hand.
Their number one option as of right now. And then if you get Reed, then that's just icing on the cake.
And that's the best way to combat, obviously, the best way to combat an aggressive defense.
We're going to talk more about this game coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Scott McKillop is going to join us at 9, Pat Bostic at 9:30. We go back to the Steelers next. We'll open up the phone lines, 412-928-9370. We'll discuss more of the injury report and get into this game. Steelers, Bills, and Jim, I want to kind of just get your thoughts as someone who's not covering them every day on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
I'm sure you've got a few. Everybody does.
I have a couple.
Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTomaso in for the guys here on the Fan Morning Show.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.